Welcome to the Deep Dive. Usually we're wading through piles of research, but today is a bit different. We're zooming in, really focusing our lens on just one single data point.
Just one, but it's potent.
Exactly. It's like a keyhole statistic, giving us this surprisingly clear view into, well, a specific part of the economy.
And that key stat, our single nugget of knowledge for today is this. New home sales soared 20% in August. And not just soared, they hit a 3-year high.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's a phenomenal amount of action packed into 1 month. It really demands we unpack it straight away.
Definitely. It's not just a little bump.
No, far from it. It's a really profound move.
So for you listening, that one sentence tells you a lot, right? You've got these two big things working together. There's the sheer force of it, that 20% jump, and then there's what it achieved hitting that highest point in 3 years.
The acceleration and the benchmark.
Precisely. We need to dissect, what's behind that speed and what hitting that milestone really means. Okay, let's start with that acceleration. That 20%. Now, we know new home sales data, it can bounce around month to month, right? Seasonal stuff, timing.
Oh, yeah, it's notoriously volatile, more so than existing homes sometimes.
So when we see 20%, why is that specific number so much more than just, the usual background noise? What's it telling us about what builders and buyers were actually doing in August?
Well, that 20%, that's where you cross the line from just fluctuation to a real market signal. You're right, volatility is expected,
Sure.
but maybe the average swing is what, 5, maybe 7%, sometimes a bit more, but 20%, that's aggressive. That's intentional movement.
So 5% is kind of the normal market. 20% is like, whoosh, the market's suddenly catching fire.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it.
What sparked that fire, though? I mean, was it just this huge wave of demand suddenly appearing out of nowhere? Or was it more about builders finally managing to shift inventory, maybe using big incentives?
Ah, now that's where we need to get a bit sharper. When you see that kind of really dramatic short-term jump, specifically in new home sales,
Right, new homes.
you're likely looking right at builder strategy playing out successfully. I mean, think about it. Existing home inventory has been super tight, hasn't
And they're
it?
like light tight, yeah.
So new homes become the main option, the substitute. That 20% surge suggests builders found a way to bridge that affordability gap.
How? Like buying down mortgage rates?
Could be that, yeah. Buying down rates for buyers, or maybe offering significant price cuts, perhaps finally getting construction costs under control on certain projects. It signals they successfully captured demand that was already there.
What's really interesting to me there is the sheer velocity, that 20%. It almost suggests buyers were kind of dammed up behind some barrier. And then in August, boom, the barrier was just removed. Because if it was purely organic demand building slowly, you'd maybe expect it to spread out more,
Yeah.
right, over several months.
Exactly right. This concentration points to a trigger.
Okay.
And we shouldn't just assume it's buyers suddenly feeling super confident about the economy or
Yeah.
something. This kind of move tells us the effective price, what the buyer actually pays after financing and incentives.
Ah, the bottom line for the buyer.
Right. That effective price suddenly became workable for a whole chunk of the market all at the same time. And that really points towards builders getting aggressive with incentives.
To grab market share.
To grab market share now. They know they're pretty much the only game in town with enough inventory to meet that pent-up need. It's a smart, powerful move to capitalize while the existing home market is still so locked up.
So the 20% is basically proof that whatever strategies the builders rolled out, they worked. And they worked big time, concentrated right in August.
Absolutely.
It feels like we're seeing this really forceful shift towards new construction becoming the main source of available homes.
It wasn't a trickle, it was a flood. A
Yeah.
flood of activity. And, connecting this to the bigger picture, a surge like this in new home sales, it has real knock-on effects for the wider economy.
Through GDP contributions, right?
Yep.
Construction activity.
Exactly. Materials, labor, services, all that activity packed into the August numbers.
Okay, that really sets the stage perfectly for the other half of our power pack statistic. We've nailed down the speed, that 20% velocity. But speed's only part of the story if it doesn't get you somewhere meaningful. And here, the destination was that 3-year high. So let's shift focus. What does hitting that benchmark tell us about where new home sales are now? And maybe what period did the market just manage to climb out of?
Right, a 3-year high. That literally means the number of new homes sold in August was greater than any single month in the previous 36 months.
36 months. So 3 full years.
3 years. And to really get why that's important, we need to remember what those last 3 years actually looked like for home builders.
Yeah, that period. It covers a lot. You had the tail end of that crazy pandemic housing market.
Prepared madness, yeah.
Followed almost right away by crippling supply chain problems, yeah. Materials costs going through the roof, labor shortages.
And then interest rates taking off like a rocket.
Right. So yeah. Hitting a high point compared to that period.
Yeah.
That sounds like overcoming some serious headwinds. That was a tough ceiling to break through.
Exactly. For 3 years, builders were battling intense problems on multiple fronts. Sales volumes weren't just down because borrowing was expensive. They were down because it was just plain hard and costly to even finish the houses.
Oh. Right.
So to actually breach that ceiling, that three-year high, it means sales volumes finally got back to levels we last saw before the market got really squeezed by all those constraints hitting at once.
So it's not just a number on a chart. It's kind of an operational milestone, too. It suggests that maybe things like material costs have stabilized a bit. Maybe labor is slightly easier to find.
Or maybe they've just mastered the incentive game.
Right. Mastering the incentives needed to overcome those remaining hurdles.
Yeah.
It suggests the industry can finally execute sales at those pre-squeeze volumes again.
That's the deeper insight, I think. The 20% jump is the dramatic action, the how. But the three-year high is the confirmation, the what. It confirms that the underlying issues, especially on the supply side, are now allowing for these higher transaction levels.
And the combination is key.
Absolutely. That combination, the massive surge plus hitting that peak, tells you this part of the market is really robust right now. It's driving a big chunk of the whole housing picture.
We really needed both pieces of that statistic, didn't we? Because, like, if sales had just gradually crept up over 6 months to hit a three-year high,
that would tell a different story. Steady recovery, maybe.
Yeah, a steady recovery. But having that huge 20% spike be the thing that pushed it over the edge, that shows this sudden, intense return to those prior sales levels. It wasn't a slow climb. It was like a sprint finish to the peak.
A sprint finish is a good analogy. And that sprint tells us there was serious pent-up demand just sitting there waiting for the moment affordability clicked. Even if it was engineered affordability through incentives.
Makes sense.
The new home market is basically making up for lost time, and it's acting as this crucial pressure release valve for the whole housing system right now. August wasn't just healthy. Compared to the recent past, it was, well, historically aggressive.
Okay, let's try and synthesize this then. We really wrung a lot out of that single data point in this deep dive.
We did.
We treated the two metrics, the 20% and the three-year high, as these converging forces. And what the source material shows us is just extreme strength in new homes back in August.
Confirmed strength.
Confirmed by that massive 20% acceleration, which was powerful enough to break through 3 years of really tough market conditions and hit the highest sales volume since way back then.
So what you, the listener, hopefully gained pretty quickly is that confirmation. You see the robust, rapid activity in August for new homes. You know the speed of entry, that 20%, and you know the level it reached, that three-year high. It proves this wasn't some marginal move. It was significant. It was powerful.
A clear read on both acceleration and achievement.
Precisely. For the new construction sector, at least in August, which naturally leaves us with a final sort of provocative thought for you to chew on, building right off this dramatic rally we've dissected.
Okay.
Given that the new home market managed to find that sweet spot, that combination of factors, to pull off a 20% jump and smash through a three-year high, does this sudden concentrated success mean builders have kind of permanently cracked the code on high rates using incentives?
Or
is it maybe unsustainable? Exactly. Or was this burst just a temporary alignment? Maybe a brief dip in mortgage rate volatility or incentives that just can't last? Could this set the stage for a sharp pullback later? That concentrated strength we saw in August really makes you wonder about the momentum going forward.